Everyone agrees, bacon makes everything better. Even marketing. This is the Bacon Podcast, where you'll learn to cure your marketing.
And make your business sizzle. Can't believe I said that.
Internet marketing, online marketing, social media tips and techniques. Now, to help you bring more bacon home, the master of marketing sizzle, Brian Basilico. This is the Bacon Podcast.
Welcome, everybody. I'm your host, Brian Basilico, and this is the podcast where you learn to make your business sizzle online. So are you ready to fry up some new business?
Hey, peeps. So if I was to call you stupid, how would you feel? You'd probably be offended, but I can guarantee you it would get your attention. I'll explain that in a bit. But the first thing I want to talk about is systems. I just finished writing my fifth book called Toilet Paper Math, and basically it's explaining how a system of marketing can work. But the bottom line with systems is they only work when you feed them the right message for the right audience at the right time. I've talked recently with a handful of financial advisors who obviously are having trouble because we're in the middle of very challenging times, and they're trying to figure out how do they get their message out. But unfortunately, most financial advisors are going to a knife fight with both hands tied behind their backs. What do I mean by this? It's called compliance. The thing about being a financial advisor is the SEC and other governmental bodies will not allow them to make promises or promote products. When you see commercials, you'll often see a disclaimer that says, results may vary. That's because nobody can predict the financial markets. So if you make a promise, you may not be able to keep it. Now, each of them have systems. They have lists. They have funnels. They have seminars. They have things that they can do. But the one thing that they can't do is create a message that gets people's attention. And that's the key. If they did try to do something that was outside the box, they could lose their business. So they're constrained. But most of us aren't. So I want to offer you up three different tools that you can use to basically get people's attention so that the systems that you put together will actually work the way you want them to. The first type of message at your fingertips is a disruptive message. One of those kinds of messages actually got a president elected. In 1992, James Carville coined the phrase, "It's the economy, stupid," and that took the Clinton campaign to the White House. Another way to say this, and let me say it two different ways, is the KISS method. You've heard it. Keep it simple, stupid, or keep it super simple. If you say keep it simple, stupid, it invokes a different message than keep it super simple. So the way that you say things can disrupt the way that you think. Brands and advertisers use this all the time. There was a commercial back when I was a kid, and it had a bunch of people in a restaurant, and it was all noisy and clangy and all this other stuff. And one guy says to another person at his table, "Well, my broker is E.F. Hutton." And E.F. Hutton says, and the entire place goes quiet. And then the announcer comes on and says, "When E.F. Hutton talks, people listen." And that's exactly it. You want to create something that gets people to stop in their tracks. Some brands that use this, like Nike, just do it. What is it? It's whatever you want it to be. And Apple, think different. Think different than what? Different than you had before. The next kind of interruptive way of doing things is asking a deep question. So, what would happen if you... And that's the question you have to ask. You have to get the person to feel like you're talking directly to them. How about if I ask you this? How could $50,000 change your life? If I wait a second, you're going to start to roll that through your head and start to come up with different ways that you could utilize that. Another way to say that is, would you honestly pay for what you sell if somebody else offered it? Again, you're putting that person in the customer's mind. You're changing their perspective. By asking those deep questions, you get people to stop, pause, and think, and engage with the information as if it was meant directly for them. The last messaging tool I want to give you is what I call the magical metaphor. You've probably heard the term, and I love this one, perfume on a pig, or lipstick on a pig. You can clean up a pig, put a ribbon on its tail, and spray it with perfume, but it's still a pig. Another one that I really like is cat herding. How do you herd cats? Or how about nailing Jell-O to a wall? Both of those create a message in your mind. And that message says, it's impossible, right? So that's the key, is to get somebody to get the concept through the metaphor. Here's some real famous ones. That horse has left the barn, or that train has left the station. In other words, no matter what you do, it's too late. One by William Shakespeare says, all the world is a stage, and the men and the women are merely players. They have their exits and their entrances. So you can imagine being in a play, and we're all part of that play. The next one is, all of our words are but crumbs that fall down from the feast of the mind. That's from Khalil Gibran. And the final one is from Groucho Marx. A hospital bed is a parked taxi with the meter running. Boy, do I know that one. So, when we're trying to create systems, we have to feed those systems with messages that are going to get attention, that are going to make our messages stick out and allow the end user to play a game in their mind, that they can imagine something, that they can feel like they're part of it, that it creates an emotion that gets them to take action. And that action is to continue reading, to dig deeper, to take the next step. What action are you trying to get them to take? And how can you use your messages as the catalyst to start that process? So let me leave you with this. Systems are important. You need to be able to get those messages in there so that people will go through the steps to join the list, to open the email, to attend your webinar or seminar. From there, you have the opportunity to continue the conversation. But the messages that you put out there are the most important ingredient. And that's why you have to spend so much time thinking about how those messages play out in the minds of your listeners. So again, it's the economy, stupid. Another blast from the past were t-shirts that had hands on them that men and women would wear together, and the fingers would point at each other. And above it, it would say, I'm with stupid. So I hope you found this interesting, and if you would like, please send me an email at askbrian.com. I'd love to hear your thoughts, comments, and feedback about this particular podcast or other ones you'd like to hear me do in the future. I really appreciate you, and give us a great review on iTunes to boot. Thanks.
Well, that's it for today's Bacon Podcast. We hope you enjoyed it and learned something today. If you did, please go to iTunes and give us a review. We appreciate all your feedback and comments. If you have any questions, go to www.baconpodcast.com/questions, and we'll make sure we get those answered for you. Till next time, keep sizzling.